The only heat, the only warmth in this city comes now from the fires made from the debris of the homes where these people once lived. Survivors cling on to the hope that somehow their loved ones may still be alive under the rubble. For Hasan Güntekin, that means his wife, three children, and mother-in-law.
We don't need food aid. What we need is technical aid. I need my three kids to be rescued. Even if only one of my kids survived, it will be a hope for me to continue living. Otherwise, there's no point to keep on living. I don't know what I'll do. Who will call me dad during Eids?
Street after street, district after district. It took just 2 minutes of the earthquake to cause all this destruction. It's the most devastating quake in Turkey since 1939. Building regulations have come a long way since then, but enforcing them is a different matter. Before the last presidential and parliamentary elections, the government granted amnesty for building code violations, fining companies instead. Now a million people are homeless. In Antakya, most of this city of 400,000 has been destroyed.
The challenge now for the government is trying to stop this catastrophe turning into a public health crisis. The air is thick with smoke and dust. There is no sanitation. People are still living on the streets and there are bodies still under the rubble. That is why there is such an urgent need to get people away from the disaster site and into temporary tented accommodation.
There are now fewer visible rescue operations here.
Unfortunately, my country, which I love so much, has failed. They're so disorganised and can't work at all. It's the sixth day and every day two different teams take part in the rescue. I haven't seen any officials here, neither from the government nor from the mayor's office. I don't want to see them anyway. They don't come here because they know we don't want to see them.
This is what's left of the home Hasan had made with his family. The unimaginable pain of losing a child or loved one is being felt by tens of thousands of people in Turkey this week. Bernard Smith, Al Jazeera, Antakya.